What's your name?
My name's Jesse, and I'm from an Indigenous Rights Education Organization called the Mexica Movement, and we're here to support this mass demonstration and put our message across, which is the truth that we are not the illegals, we are not the foreigners, we are not criminals, we are the owners of this continent, a fact that is hidden, that has been hidden in all history books throughout the world. And to point out that if we are concerned about the issues of illegality and stolen wealth, the illegality that began in 1492 with the arrival of the Europeans and with the stolen wealth, which is a stolen continent that has been stolen here, that began in 1492. So we're here to present this message, a message that is being shined on by medias of all calibers, journalists of all calibers. So we're here to present this message, and thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview here.
So what are some of the solutions that you propose to try to create equity and bring about some kind of restorative justice?
Education, an unbiased education, an education that focuses on learning the history of this continent, learning the history of the indigenous people of this continent. And that's the first step, and that's a big step, because this is something that has not been taught to us. And it's something that right now, those of us who are of indigenous ancestry, which are the people of Mexican and Central American descent, it's a history, it's an identity, it's an ancestry that we do not accept. That we have not accepted, and it's something that we have been taught through European colonialism to hate. And so having a fight, this self-hate, the internal racism that we find in our own communities is the only way we're going to defeat that is through learning our history. And that's the approach we want to take to this.
Do you think there should be any kind of reparations or some kind of world court kind of tribunal of the war crimes that started with the landing of Columbus?
Of course. And the more we could contribute to this idea, the more of us that recognize that we're standing on stolen property, that we're that the indigenous people who are the Mexican, Central American, and Native American people, once we realize that, you know, that we have been violated, and once the indigenous people themselves recognize that their ancestry, that their identity has been shattered, has been invaded, then we could be able to point out a lot of these issues and take it to a world court. But right now we need a lot of people, first of all, the people themselves, to recognize that we're an indigenous people so that we could contribute to this idea.
Do you see this as a process that can happen by working within the system, or do you think this is a revolutionary struggle?
It's both. And a revolutionary struggle in the sense of it's like an educational revolution that we're promoting.
What are your thoughts about some of the recent changes in government and some of the revolutions or the big successes and struggles that are going on in South America these days? Do you have any comments on that?
They serve as a model. Evo Morales is an indigenous person who has embraced indigenous identity and culture. That those cases are rare, but we do support him, and we do are 100% behind his action.
Thank you very much. So what's your name again?
My name is Jesse, and I'm a member of the Mexica Movement.
And tell me a little bit about the Mexica Movement. What are some of its goals besides what you just mentioned?
Well, first goal, education. Second goal, education. Third goal, education. We need to educate ourselves on the history of this continent and the history of the indigenous people of this continent.